Bottle feeding a week's old kitten creates a special bond. Your smell and lap and hands are his earliest memories. They are home. In July 2007, three related cats, feral, had litters in my backyard in Oakland. We brought one little family inside. Then that mother's sister deposited her 5 2-week-old kittens on the back stoop for us to raise. Their extreme youth made it tough. One was a long-haired tuxedo with white on his paws. The hair made him seem solid. I named him Bear. Something in his yellow-green eyes suggested we knew each other. I wondered if he was my mother, reincarnated. I can't say I really believed this, but I did outline a short story in which a man was convinced a kitten was his mother in her next life. When Bear was 4, we moved to Las Cruces. Only Bear moved with us. He hated the long drive. Home, now, was a vast expanse of desert near the Organs, not a lush garden. Instinct told him not to approach rattlesnakes. He survived 7 years without becoming some coyote's supper. Bear was our pal. He and I took midday naps together. He appears in my poems. He never harmed the birds we loved watching. Often, acting more canine than feline, he lay on his back, untroubled by his vulnerability, inviting some hand to rub chest or belly. Which of us was entitled to possession of the desk chair was never clear. He even made a game of it. Sometimes I entered the room and found him on the floor, but he looked at me and quickly jumped onto the chair before I could, like a little kid. Sometimes he was on my lap, sometimes scrunched against the back of the chair while I sat up straight on the front. Eventually, he started climbing up onto the chair back to perch there, just behind my shoulders as I wrote. He shared our joys and comforted us in sorrow. During discussions, we consulted him, and we each translated his sounds, expressions, and tail flicks in ways that supported our own view. I also speculated with Bear sometimes on which of us would die first, but he expressed no opinion. When we moved into town, he took weeks to settle down, but quickly told the neighborhood cats whose turf the garden was. A month ago, he went off his feed. At the vet's office, we learned he had a huge, aggressive tumor in his guts. Without surgery, he had weeks to live. With surgery, his prospects weren't great. So we took him home and gave him as much love as we could for 2 weeks, treasuring his every meow, then returned to the wonderfully caring folks at Hornada to set him free, before he grew miserable. Maybe he has another life coming soon. He acquitted himself pretty damned well in this one. I hope he's earned a good rebirth. But damn, do we miss him.